The DUP Finance Minister, Simon Hamilton, has contacted the programme this morning. Good morning to you, Simon.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Are you not embarrassed by this? Is your party not embarrassed that you've got ordinary people up and down this country, no matter what political persuasion they assign themselves to, and they're deeply frustrated that they simply think that you lot think that this is some type of game that you can play with their lives, that you can decide who's going to admit you're talking to each other while real lives are being affected, Simon?
Well, look, I don't consider this to be a game. I consider this to be incredibly serious. My party has been taking a range of issues around the talks and principally around the budget and the need to get agreement on welfare reform very, very seriously. In fact, we're the only party who has submitted a paper into the talks process which sketches out a way in which we can deal with the welfare reform problem, which, as you know, has a very serious bearing on our budgetary situation.
When's the last time you sat down with Sinn Féin and tried to hammer out a deal in welfare reform?
Well,
within these talks?
Well, you can go back. There was very serious discussions and indeed agreement over a year ago.
No, within these talks, talks have been going 2 weeks. Well, has the DUP sat down with Sinn Féin and talked to them about welfare reform talks?
Peter Robinson sat down with Martin McGuinness last week when they were in Cardiff on other business. They spent 45 minutes. A meeting was set up. It was a room was set aside in Cardiff for them to go and have a conversation about that, and they talked about welfare reform and a range of other talks related issues. So, you know, there have been discussions with Sinn Féin about it. We have circulated a paper that has included Sinn Féin and indeed the other parties. No other parties have circulated a paper. In fact, no party has responded to the paper that we put in, and they've had it now for around a week in some cases.
Yeah, but talks and the talks process was much more than you guys writing up a paper and then sitting at the sidelines. Why is your talks team not engaging with Sinn Féin?
It's quite important, actually, to put it. Let's dispense with the nonsense that we're not engaging. There are some people, for whatever reason, would rather have you believe and the public believe that we are not serious about this or that other parties aren't serious about the process. We are serious about the process. We wanted a process to happen. Peter Robinson some months ago said that we needed to move to a talks process to resolve a whole range of outstanding issues. We have been engaging with parties. We have been engaging with... I myself have attended meetings with the Secretary of State and her team. We've had meetings with other political parties who are in the executive and government. We have shared a paper. No parties have responded to that paper. So I think the question actually isn't a question for the DUP and whether we are serious or not. It's a matter for other parties and whether they're serious.
Is your party prepared to sit down with Sinn Féin this week, face-to-face within that talks process?
Yes, we are, and we will be. And Peter has made it clear over the weekend to parties that because Stephen, we're now in a very critical week in respect of all of this. There are a range of issues, but the primary issue in the talks process is that of ensuring that we get a budget agreed by the end of this week.
And if it isn't agreed, Simon, by Friday, what happens?
Look, there are very serious consequences, I believe, if we don't have a budget agreed by next week or by the end of this week, because, as you know, we've agreed access to a £100 million loan facility from the Chancellor, which is dependent upon us having an agreement on a budget by the end of this week. Now, I would rather actually have to say have had a budget agreed about a month ago.
Yeah, but
public consultation already.
I'm trying to understand what the consequences are, because deadlines in Northern Ireland come and go. So what are the consequences if a budget is not agreed by this Friday?
Look, there are practical consequences in terms of not having a budget agreed as quickly as possible, because, as you know, we're heading into a financial year next year where there are very serious reductions to our public spending. So departments need to have as long as they can possibly have to prepare for those, because in some cases they're going to be quite serious reductions. And the longer they have to plan for those reductions, the more sensible the decisions they can make in terms of...
Yeah, but there's nothing to say that it couldn't be agreed in a few weeks' time. This Friday is a false deadline, isn't it? Nothing happens if it's not agreed by Friday.
It's not... I think I would have rather, as I said, had it agreed a number of weeks ago, and then we could have gone through the process in a lot more smoother way. The Chancellor has made a very clear condition in the letter that he sent to the First Minister about the £100 million loan facility that he wanted to see a credible plan and a balanced budget in place by the end of this month. Now, that's what I am dedicating myself to this week. That's what I've come out of meetings this morning to talk to you about, Stephen, and I want to get back into those meetings so that we can discuss with other parties throughout the day. And Peter has made it clear to other parties that our team is available in the remainder of today. We'll work to the early hours if required, tonight, tomorrow, and the next day, so that we can get an agreed budget by the end of this week.
So your team will be sitting down with Sinn Féin today?
Well, we are happy to sit down with Sinn Féin today. We are in contact with Sinn Féin all the time about issues in respect of budget and other matters. We're happy to sit down with them. We're going to make ourselves available if they are available. We'll sit down with Sinn Féin, and this is why I just want to dispense with this nonsense that the DUP are not serious about the talks process, that we're not engaged with people. For some reason, there are some who want to throw up this smokescreen that the DUP aren't seriously engaged. We have been engaged in several meetings.
Sinn Féin put out a statement on Friday saying that there have been no talks between their party and the DUP. None. And Martin McGuinness followed that up with a tweet. The very man you're saying sat down with Peter Robinson has said that there have been no meaningful talks between Sinn Féin and the DUP.
We can
within the talks process.
We can obsess about this sort of issue, about who met who and when they met who. Now, there was a meeting, I don't know what's going on within Sinn Féin, where the First Minister, Peter Robinson, the leader of the DUP, asks for a meeting with Martin McGuinness, who is the head of Sinn Féin in Northern Ireland, I think, still. And he has that meeting, and they discuss a range of issues, including the budget and welfare reform. If people don't believe that a meeting took place, if Sinn Féin are trying to put it out for whatever reason that a meeting didn't take place and that there was an engagement, it's a matter of you picking up the phone, Stephen, and ringing the Welsh First Minister's office and confirming that a meeting took place and a room was set aside in his offices for that. It did happen. It can be confirmed by contacting the Welsh First Minister. And this idea that we haven't engaged with Sinn Féin is a nonsense. Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness sat down and had an extensive conversation.
Well, you mustn't have got very far. They must have got very far with each other if Martin McGuinness can't remember it happened.
Well, if Martin McGuinness can't remember it happening, that's a matter for him. The meeting took place. A range of issues were discussed, including the issue of the budget and welfare reform. So, there have been discussions taking place. And what we can bog ourselves down into what did or didn't happen last week. But what I'm saying to you is that this week, the issue is the need to agree a draft budget. That's my priority. That's my party's priority. We have, again, we will be putting circulating papers around parties in the next couple of days. In the next couple of hours.
And what's the big idea within those draft papers that you're circulating? What give us a sense of the headline big idea within it?
Well, look, I'm not going to get into the detail on what is in any of the papers, whether the paper that we have submitted that hasn't been responded to by parties, and there have been no parties, other parties submitting any papers of their own. I'm not going to get into details on the budget paper that we are currently preparing.
Well, you can tell us this then. If there is no deal on welfare, what level of cuts is envisaged within that paper you have circulated?
Look, Steve and I have been conjuring with this issue over the last number of weeks and months in terms of the overall financial situation moving into next year. And next year isn't just a one-off freakish year. This is the start of a series of years where it is getting incredibly tight and tough in terms of public spending in Northern Ireland.
Give us a sense so that the public understand the extent of the cuts.
Just sort of trying to set the context, helpfully, I hope. So you have a real terms reduction in public spending, which means that there is a slight decrease in the amount of money that is available to us at a time whenever inflation is running at close to 1.5%. You would be expecting more money to run the public services that we have, but we've actually got starting position of less money. There are pressures building in departments, and your show and your listeners know full well about the pressures that are in health and in justice and other parts of the public sector as well. And you've got issues around pensions reform and the cost of that to the public sector. And then on top of that, you have this issue of welfare reform, which comes at a considerable cost because there are penalties due next year of over £100 million. And what's very, very clear whenever I look at a situation where you have a real terms reduction, so less money to spend, you have all of those pressures swirling around in different departments because of the demands that the public are putting on those services, Northern Ireland actually can't afford welfare reform. We cannot afford to take over £100 million just to pay the penalty, or close to £200 million to pay the penalty and to start to develop our own IT system. That is money in the context of having less money overall that we can't afford to be squandering.
And can you give me a sense of the extent of the cuts?
Well, there obviously are decisions are required by the executive, and that's what I want to dedicate myself to over the next number of days about what areas do we want to prioritise. Are there strategic priorities that the executive have that we think are important? So things like health or aspects of education or perhaps the economy and jobs and so on and so forth. So those are the areas that I think should be prioritised, or there should be some degree of priority for the likes of health and the likes of job creation and so on.
Which means the other departments would be taking a huge hit.
Well, and I think that's, you know, that is a difficulty and a risk and a danger around the sort of decisions that we have to make in the context that we have. And that's why I don't think we should be squandering the sorts of money that we're looking at in terms of welfare reform, because if we are squandering an additional £100 to £200 million on paying welfare reform penalties or developing our own IT system, then it is, as you say, going to put severe pressure on the rest of the system.
Okay. Simon, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, sir.